It's a six-bedroom dormer bungalow. It's also six bathrooms. It has three or four living reception rooms as well. The house itself also has an annex off it, which is separate living quarters. Within that there, you have an ensuite bedroom. You have kitchen, separate kitchen, living dining room, and a conservatory as well. So it is quite a big house. From the road, it's very deceptive. Until you get inside, it's very, very big. Living in it is obviously is Daniel's sister, Kathleen and John, who own the house, and their family, and Julia, of course, is also living with them. But a lot of the kids now have moved out of home, so it's really only the three of themselves that are kind of rattling around in the big house. So they're just looking to downsize.
And has there been many inquiries for the home?
The house itself just began being marketed yesterday, and there have been a number of email inquiries have come through about it, but we're trying to be as stringent as possible in vetting those inquiries, because I'm sure, as you might understand, you'll have people more that are more curious than anything, possibly hoping to get a chance to get inside to view the property because it's Daniel O'Donnell's childhood home.
And do you think because it is Daniel's childhood home that there will be more people interested in buying this house?
I think, well, it's certainly, it's not going to deter people from looking at it anywhere or inquiring about it. And the house itself would be an ideal possible investment property as well, because it has the facilities there. It would be a brilliant bed and breakfast. And if it was to be associated and Daniel's name used with it, it may quite benefit somebody in buying it from that.